So today's readings come from Luke. While a large crowd is gathering and the peoples are coming to Jesus from town after town, he told this parable. A farmer went out to sow his seed. As he was scattering his seeds, some fell along the path. It was trampled on and the birds ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, and when it came up, the plants withered because they had no moisture. Some seeds fell among thorns, which grew up with it and choked the plant. Still other seeds fell on good soil. It came up and yielded crop, 100 times more than that was sold. When he said this, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let them hear." His disciples asked him what this parable meant. He said, "The knowledge of the secrets of the kingdom of God has been given to you. But to others, I speak in parables, so that though seeing, they may not see, though hearing, they may not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. Seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear, and then the devils came and take away the words from their hearts, so that they may not believe and be saved. Those on the rocky grounds are the ones who receive the word with joy when they hear it, but they have no root. They believe for a while, but in a time of testing, they fell away. The seeds that fall among thorns stands for those who hear, but as they go on their way, they were choked by life's worry, riches, and pleasure, and they do not mature. But the seeds of good soul stands for those with a noble and good heart, who hear the word, retain it, and by persevering, produce corn. I'll now pass it back to Reverend Winston.
Thanks, Jono, and good morning to 1115ers. Good to see you. And if you're new to our church, my name is Winston, one of the pastors here. And welcome. Glad you could come. Hope you have a good time. I don't have any slides today, so please, it's really important, well, it's important every week, keep your Bibles open, but it will definitely help you to follow along if you have your Bibles open, and I encourage you to do that. Right, let's pray before we come to God's Word. We commit this time to you, Almighty God, and we pray for your Spirit to help us listen well to this well-known parable. We pray, God, because it is so well known, that you would make it alive and make it fresh to us as we hear it, Lord. We pray, God, that by your Spirit, we would listen well and we would really apply it in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. So some of you might not know this, but I have three brothers, and you can imagine what it's like growing up with three brothers. There was a little bit of fighting here and there, which was memorable. But what I remember the most was that it was a lot of fun growing up as four boys together. And after school most days and on weekends, we would have a lot of fun playing all sorts of games, two-on-two games, two-on-two soccer, two-on-two footy, two-on-two tennis, two-on-two cricket, two-on-two handball, and all sorts of things. But there were times when mum or dad would try and stop us having fun. And they would call out to us when we're outside, "That's enough. Time to do homework." Or, "That's enough. You got to clean your room first. What's going on?" And do you think we listened? No way. We were having too much fun to listen to mum or dad. But there was one thing that we did listen very well to, and that's when my mum would come outside and she'll call out in Cantonese, "Sek Patna," which, if you don't know, means "The food is ready, time to eat." And so we'll drop our bats, our balls, our footy, whatever it was, and we'll run inside, wash our hands, and have a look at what mum had cooked for us, because mum was a great cook and we were hungry from all of the play. So you see, my brothers and I, we had this problem of selective hearing. And looking at my boy, unfortunately, I think it's a genetic problem. And but I love him a bit. But unfortunately, he's had the same problem that I did as a kid. But really, it's not just a kid problem, is it? It's actually a problem that we adults can have as well. We can often choose to listen to some things and not listen to other things. And sometimes we choose to listen to some things that aren't God's word. And sometimes we listen to God's word, but we choose not to follow it as well. So we can have a problem of selective hearing. And we're beginning our new series on the parables, as we were told earlier. And this really is a helpful parable to kick us off. It's really the parable of parables, the parable that helps us to listen well to all of the other parables. And it's commonly known as the parable of the sower. I think it's more helpfully called the parable of the soils. And so what are these soils all about? Well, it's all about hearing, about listening to the word of God well. Now, the context of this parable is that Jesus had apparently becoming more and more popular. So if you look at the beginning of chapter 8, verse 1, it tells us that Jesus had been traveling from one town and village to another, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom of God. And looking back a chapter, you'll see that he's been performing all these miracles, and he's even raised someone from the dead. We read in chapter 8 that he's healing these, he's curing people of evil spirits and diseases. He's doing all these incredible things. And so when we come to verse 4, we're told a large crowd has gathered and they've come to see Jesus. Then they've come to see, well, what's he got? What's he all about? Who is this Jesus? What's he going to do? What's he going to say? And you can imagine that in this large crowd, there will be a diverse group of people who will see and listen to Jesus differently. There will be people who would be skeptical. Is this guy for real? Is he, you know, was this some sort of myth that someone made up, that he did all these things, they came to see if he was for real? Maybe some people came, they were interested in seeing the miracles more than listening to what he said, had to say about God. Or maybe they were wanting to believe, but their hearts were, you know, in a different place, hardened towards the idea of a God perhaps. So there would have been a diverse group of people listening to Jesus. And maybe amongst some of them, there were people who were really ripe and ready to listen to Jesus. And I would say here in church, it would be the same. There would be a diverse group of people. Some maybe are not that keen to listen to God. And maybe some of you are here because your parents forced you to come to sit in church. Or maybe you're here because you're interested in someone who's not God. Maybe it's a girl, maybe it's a boy or something. And you're more interested in that than listening to God's word. Maybe you're here, you know, and you're going through all of this stuff in your life. You're thinking about your insecurity of your job, or, you know, thinking about your situation, this trouble or that trouble, this worry or that. And maybe that's distracting you from really listening to God's word. We all come from a different place and we all listen from a different place. And so this is a really helpful passage to help us to think about, well, how am I listening to God's word? What am I doing when God's word is spoken to me? How is my hearing? You see, hearing is believing, leads to believing, but only if our ears are healthy. So Jesus looks at this large and diverse crowd. And he looks at us and he tells us this parable. We see it in verses 5 to 8. It's about this farmer, the farmer who is sowing the seed, and he throws out the seed. It falls into different places. Some of it falls onto hard ground. Some of it falls onto amongst some rocks. Some of it falls amongst some thorns, and some of it falls amongst good soil. So what's these different grounds all about? Well, we're told that the seed is the word of God, but these souls are really four different ways in which we can listen to God's word. The first three are kind of the ways which we don't listen to God's word well. And the last one is where we want to be. That's how we do listen to God's word well. So let's get into these four different soils, verses 11 to 15. The first type of soil is the seed that falls on the hard path. And we're told when that happens, birds come and eat it, take it away. And Jesus explains in verse 12 that these are the people who hear the word, but the word, you know, hasn't really taken root in the person's heart, and the devil comes and takes it away. That's kind of like the word where someone is going like this. I'm not listening. I don't want to listen. Or maybe it's going in one ear and out the other, right? The devil comes, takes it away. It takes no root in the person's life. There is no belief. The second soil is explained in verse 13. It's the seed that falls into the rocky places. These are the people who hear the word and they say, yeah, this is great. This is such good information. This is terrific. I agree with it even. And they quickly receive it with joy even. And the word of God, well, it doesn't take deep root. It's shallow. It does grow, but it doesn't last. And we're told in Mark's version of this parable, you know, trouble comes, persecution comes, hardship and suffering comes along. And when things get tough, this sort of a hearer gives up. It doesn't take root. Belief is gone. And then the third soil is the seed that falls amongst thorns. And Jesus explains this one in verse 14. There are those who hear the word. The word, you know, it takes root even. It's not deep though. It even grows up. It might even grow up quite quickly. But the problem is that it's growing up amongst these thorns. And what are those thorns? Those are things which compete with God's word, things which compete for the attention of our hearts. And here Jesus highlights three major things that often compete for our hearts. The worries, life's worries, riches, and pleasures. These come along in all seasons of our life, and they come and they distract us and they tempt us and they crowd us in our thinking and our reception of God's word. They take up a lot of our attention. They consume our hearts. And what it says is it eventually chokes out God's word so that we don't mature. So that is the third type of soil. And the fourth soil is where we want to be. So let's pay attention to this one. This is where we want to be. He says in verse 15, these are the people who hear the word, who retain it, and persevere in it. And the result is they hear it, retain, persevere in it, and it produces a crop, a hundredfold, we're told earlier. And so you get this picture of this crop that's multiplying a hundredfold, you know, as we hear and retain and persevere in God's word, we become more fruitful, we become better disciples of Jesus. We become better at listening to God's word. We become better at hearing, retaining, and persevering. As we do it, we become better at doing it. We become better listeners. So this first parable we're looking at today is all about listening to God's word. Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear. So let me ask you, when it comes to listening to God's word, are your ears healthy? How is your hearing? Do you listen well to God's word? Hearing is believing, but only if our ears are healthy. As we hear God's word. They come in through our ears, and our ears really are a gateway into our hearts, into our souls, into our whole life. As we hear God's word, where does it go? Does it go in one ear and out the other? Or does it go in your head but forgotten? Or does it go in your head, it's understood, you retain it, and it takes deep root in your heart? How well do you listen? Now, you've heard the saying, you are what you eat. And through this lockdown, I've got to admit, I'm looking more and more like Korean fried chicken. That's me. I don't know about you. You are what you eat. But that's not entirely true. You also are what you lay your eyes upon. You also are what you read and listen to. You are also what you absorb in your minds and absorb in your hearts. And so as we listen to God's word, what is happening? Are we retaining God's word? Does God's word take deep root in our hearts? And so I want to give you three applications for you to take away today and apply in your life so that we can have healthier ears, that we can be better listeners of God's word. So the three applications are this: to pause, pray, and practice. Pause, pray, and practice. So the first one is pause. Let me encourage us all to take regular time to pause from all the busyness, all of the activity of our lives, to really declutter our minds, to sort of all these things are happening, all these things we're thinking about, you know, now and into the future. It's so important to pause from all of that, to come to God's word regularly, and to get away from all of the worries and the troubles and all of the distractions, to spend regular quality time in God's word, to really, really listen, to pay attention to what God is saying in his word and how it specifically applies in our individual lives, where it is really relevant for us to listen to. And I don't just mean, you know, thinking about God's word and what it means and how to understand it. It's not just an intellectual exercise, but what is God's word doing in our hearts? Does it stir up my affection for Jesus? Does it give me greater confidence in Jesus? Does it fill me with comfort and give me the hope that I need to live life well? Does it shape and transform how I live and the purpose by which I live? What is God's word doing in our hearts? So we need to pause in order to do that well. And sometimes we're so busy thinking about so many things, and we're so distracted that God's word sort of goes in but doesn't take deep root in our hearts. We do need to pause more often than we think. So let me encourage you to work out how you can pause regularly enough so that God's word can take deep root in your hearts. Now, the second application, of course, is to pray. To pray is so important. To pray enables us to really pray about God's word so that it actually has the power of God to transform us in the way that we think, but more importantly, to transform our hearts and the attitudes that we have towards God himself. Because everything from God's word is from God. And it's the God that we believe that we're praying to. He's the one that has set an example for us to follow through Jesus. He's the one who's shown us this is the right way to think. This is the right way to live. So it's so important for us to spend time not only to pause, but to pray, to really let God's word be absorbed deeply in our hearts. So we bring God's word before him and say, God, this is where I'm at. This is what I need to do in response to your word. God, please help me to really believe that your word is good for me and should shape how I think and live. And the third application is practice. To put God's word into practice. Whenever we hear God's word, what do we do with it? Do we listen and put it into practice? What happens when we don't put God's word into practice? James, the book of James, it says that it's like looking at a mirror and just walking away, doing nothing about it. So you might look in the mirror and you might see, well, hey, my hair's out of place, or I've got a pimple here that I've got to do something about, but you do nothing about it, right? It's like looking at God's word, and God's word is meant to be like a mirror to us, showing us this is how we need to change. This is how we need to think, or this is what we need to stop doing. And it's like looking at God's word. If we don't put it into practice, it's like looking at it and walking away and not putting it into practice, not changing us and how we live and how we think. And it's such an important lesson that I've learned in my own personal discipleship. You know, every time that God says to me to not do something or to do something, he says to me, you know, God says to me, Winston, you need to stop doing this, right? And every time I sort of push it away and go, well, actually, you know, hey, I want to keep doing this. Well, what happens to my heart? What happens in my life every time I do that? Well, the next time God says, stop doing this, Winston, it becomes easier and easier and easier to ignore God's word. And that's the reality. So whenever God's word comes to us, how do we respond? Are we putting it into practice? Because the more we ignore it, the more distant God's word becomes to us, the more irrelevant it becomes to us, and the easier it is for us to absorb other messages of the world, to think, well, God's word is not so important anymore, but these things that the world is offering me, well, that's more attractive. That's more important. That's a more beautiful treasure than God's word. But the flip side is so true as well, isn't it? When we do listen to God's word, what happens there? When we do put it into practice, what happens there? Well, it begins to become a part of us. Part of our life. It begins to transform our hearts and our minds and our living. And it becomes easier and easier to put God's word into practice, because as we put it into practice, our faith becomes stronger and our ears become healthier. And so we're able to listen to God's word more clearly. The earwax comes out and the word comes in, and we listen to God's word better when we put it into practice. So the opposite is true. Let me encourage you all to put God's word into practice. So pause, pray, and practice God's word. Friends, let's be fertile soil where God's word can really take deep root in our hearts, so that our faith in Jesus can endure all the troubles that we face in life, all the challenges that we experience all throughout our life, so we can endure all the distractions and all of the temptations that life might throw at us. And let us be a people that truly hear God's word, retain it deep within our hearts, and persevere in it. Let's pray. Father, we thank you that you didn't leave us in the dark, but you've given us your word that points us so clearly to Jesus and points so clearly to your salvation. and points us so clearly to you, God, the Father and our Creator. Father, help us, Lord, to recognize you and humble ourselves before you. Whenever your word might be preached to us or spoken to us or read, Lord, we pray that we would pay attention, that we would be good hearers of your word, that we might truly retain it deep within our hearts and persevere in your word. And as we do this, Lord, we know that it's so hard to keep it there. So give us your spirit. Help us to keep applying it in our life, that we might become more and more like Jesus, that our lives might be transformed and bear much fruit and give glory to his name. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.